Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Answerable Questions with Questionable Answers, the show in which we try and answer some of life's meaningful and meaningless questions. My name is Marcus. Over there, Sarah.
Hello.
And that guy is Chris.
Watcher.
Watcher indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this week is our 1 year birthday.
Woo!
Absolutely incredible scenes, I think you may agree. So on that note, it got me thinking that every single one of us is born with a birthday. As soon as we slide down the old birth canal, we were given the right to celebrate the occasion once a year. Some are quite conservative in their approach to birthdays, whereas others go all out and love to make a fuss. So today, on maybe not to the day of recording, but this week on our 1 year birthday, we're asking, are birthdays a big deal?
Yes, I think they massively are. I have the privilege of sharing my birthday with my son. He was born and he slipped down that old birth canal, like you said, on my birthday.
Yeah. Make it sound so simple.
Oh yeah, straightforward, no hassle. Not for me anyway.
We were in and out.
Do you know, I've been saying for months, I really hope he's born on my birthday. And my wife was like, no, that's a hassle. I've got to then always think about planning two birthdays on the same day.
Easy. It's not a hassle at all. It's a lovely old job. You put them all in the same pot. Of course, if you miss it, that's quite bad.
Yeah, thank you.
But to me, perfect.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, do you know what? For me, I like celebrating my birthday. I don't necessarily want it to be a big deal with lots of people. So for me, actually, I now get to celebrate my son's birthday. And then in the evening, I'll probably have a smaller thing of, I don't know, like good friends coming around and having a dinner.
Oh, that's nice.
But I'm like, that's great because it'll be a fun day.
Yeah.
And for me, my birthday is, or birthdays are always about, like, you get to be king or queen for the day, don't you? You get all your favorite bits, your favorite breakfast, your favorite lunch and dinner and your gifts. And people say nice things, but I don't need it to be a big party and a big deal. So I'm really happy now because I won't get that for a long time, which will be great. So yeah, I just think it's really important to mark the moment, celebrate. It's good to celebrate things, especially when it breaks you out of the norm and the monotony of life. So good stuff.
So it's interesting you said that you really wanted your son to be born on your birthday, because I actually almost had the same birthday as my sister. We're 2 days apart. I'm the older of the two of us. And I wonder if when I was younger, that maybe caused a little bit of friction is probably too strong a word, but it definitely, because it's in very early January. And like, that's not a great time to have a birthday anyway, because everyone's still hungover from New Year and no one's got any money, or they're doing Dry January or whatever. But it always felt a little bit when I was younger to me like I had my birthday and then everyone forgot about me and then it was her birthday. Mm. And that was like the, and like in retrospect, obviously like that doesn't matter at all. But I wonder if it might have contributed slightly to a bit of sibling rivalry. We're best mates now. That we get on so well, but we definitely, when we were younger, as sisters often do, didn't get on quite as well.
Yeah.
And I wonder if she'd been born a bit later.
I can imagine people saying that you go, well, it was my birthday yesterday. Oh crap, that means it's your sister's birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not what you want.
I imagine, like you said, though, when it's siblings, there's always rivalry anyway when you're a sibling, let alone if you're so close in birthdays. And what's the age gap between the two of you?
3 years and 2 days.
3 years and 2 days.
And I think she was born like not that long before midnight as well. So if she could have just held on like, I don't know, 20 minutes,
there'd
have been another day.
It's incidentally actually my mum's birthday today. So happy birthday, mother. So
happy birthday, Mrs. G.
My sister and Mia, we're a week apart. Two years. So but we never had it. But I wonder, like, there wasn't really a rivalry thing. But again, I wonder if that's because it's, I'm a boy and she's a girl and we just have completely different parties and different sets of friends and that sort of stuff when you're younger. Fortunately, I don't think we ever had a joint birthday. Did you ever have to do that?
Well, actually, because it's funny when we were thinking about this question, like birthdays aren't really a very big deal in my family. Like, you were talking about you get to be like king for the day or whatever. Mm. We've not really ever had that.
Yeah, same with me.
Yeah. But because we're 3 years apart, when I turned 21, she turned 18. And for the first time, like, our parents were very good. They always held separate parties for us, which I think was wise.
You got a keg
and very generous of them. Well, I wish. But yeah, for this 18th and 21st, we did have a joint party and we
proper
invited
binge.
All our friends. You know what? It was so nice. It was lovely. Like, we had all the friends, you know, friends' parents, and everyone just got together. And, you know, I was at uni at the time and all my uni friends came for it. And it was so special. And yeah, firstly, like I said, we're not really a birthday family. And we're also not a big party family. You know, I've never had a house party or anything like that. But my parents were so sound about it. And like, because my uni friends were staying in our family home. And honestly, I couldn't believe it. When we got back after we'd had it in sort of a local restaurant, we got back to the house and my dad just pulls out this case of beer and is like, right, go on, go and have a rummage in the drinks cupboard. And I was like, we don't do this.
Wow.
It was so good. And I have always been so grateful for that party. That's the only joint one, I think. No, we had a joint one last year. But apart from that, we've kept them separate. But I think that was quite a nice birthday to make a big deal out of.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that obviously, that joint birthday would have fallen on a day where it was only one of your birthdays, or maybe even in the middle day where it was neither. See, for me, birthdays are one day a year. Now, I don't mind if you say you're on the Thursday and you go, do you know what, we'll celebrate it on the Friday or even the Saturday. That's fine. But you don't go into the next week. Birthdays are once a year. They're not 1 week of the year. It's one day a year. And that is a bit of a bugbear of mine.
Really?
It's like people have birthday months and stuff like that.
Oh, no.
I would remove their right to have the vote.
See, but I think as someone who has their birthday on a really antisocial day,
unlucky.
I will sometimes have drinks like 3 weeks later. Like, I'm not saying I'm going to keep celebrating for 3 weeks.
Yeah. Hang on a minute. You invited me this year. That's very kind of you.
You didn't bloody come, did you?
Well, because I suspected this was the case.
He went to his sister's birthday instead, didn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Comes out now.
Well, how many days after your birthday was that birthday?
I think that was probably about a week or 2 weeks.
Outrageous.
Mm. Yeah. I just... Mm. But, and also, because it's January, everyone's always doing dry January. So if you pitch it more towards the end of the month, most people, or a lot of people, have fallen off the wagon.
Yeah.
So it's more fun.
You're going to exploit their weakness.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
To be, I have to be honest. When I was a bit younger, I was maybe, I'm not that fussed by birthdays. I don't, by my own birthday. That is, other people can do what they want, but don't be too precious. But I'm not that fussed by birthdays. And I think when I was younger, I for maybe a year or two, I was perhaps going towards the humbug a little bit too much. And I think I was like, hang on, that's just ridiculous behaviour. It was when my 19th birthday or something like that. I generally am not that bothered, but in terms of like having a big sort of party or anything, but I've realised actually that is, that's quite miserable, but B, it's just actually other people sometimes want to celebrate it because I know for me, if friends of mine is their birthday, and I'll say, what do you want to do for it? And they go, nothing, I'm staying in. I think, oh, come on. And so I thought, I shouldn't do that to other people. And now I don't do anything big. It might just be, right, I'm going to be in this pub at this time, on this day, get involved.
That's what
you
I
know
do.
The day, because it's my birthday. And or I might go down and see the family back in Bonnie, Surrey, and do that, because I think they're a great reason to get people together, if nothing else. It really is. So if you have
Absolutely.
The type of friends who are a bit boring, or you know, they've just got married and they just you don't see them anymore, those kind of people, it's kind of like, right, it's my birthday.
Yeah, reconnects you, doesn't it?
And I think exactly. Yeah. Use it for that. Use it for something other than yourself, for crying out loud. You know? But I read something somewhere on this, and it said, I can't remember where, saying happy birthday to someone is an acknowledgement of an event that that person had no control over. And I think maybe some people might think, some people almost sort of might think, no, this is,
I've not earned this.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know whether with some people underneath it all, there may be an element of that. I certainly hope not.
No, I mean, it's a celebration of your existence, isn't it? It's like you were born. And
celebration of life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's it's good to not forget that. I don't know about you. I was thinking about how me and my friends, especially the guys, we don't buy each other presents. But what I perceive is that girls buy each other much more presents on their birthdays. So do you buy your friends presents on birthdays?
I've probably got kind of a core group of people who I do. But, you know, it's not anything sort of lavish or anything like that. It's more like, so like, I'm trying to think, yeah, like for my last birthday, like, Sophie Gallagher, who was on the podcast with us quite a while ago now. She bought me like a lovely mug and some hand cream, you know, nothing wild. But for me, like I use that mug all the time. Like it always makes me
drop it all the time.
Never presents, never used in conjunction.
Okay.
But you know, little things like that where it's like, it's just something small and nice that I wouldn't buy myself. So like, yeah, that I would get that kind of little gift for someone, but on the whole, yeah, it would be quite a core group of close friends.
For me and my friends, the guy friends, it's very rare that we buy each other gifts. It's much more, the culture would be, I'll buy you a pint or a drink, or like, well, when we meet up, well, you know, I'll get you some in and things like that. And I've observed it since being married that my wife and her friends are so much better at these things, and they put a lot of thought into them. And as you said, it doesn't necessarily have to be expensive, but it is thoughtful. And I find that quite an interesting thing. But I also, the reason I asked you guys is because I didn't know if that was just me and my circle of friends or whether that was something wider.
Well, this goes back to the love languages chat that we had before once.
Yeah.
I'm not that fussed about receiving or giving gifts. And so if your love language, one of your love languages, a strong one, is receiving gifts and birthdays, bloody hell, you know, you must love that. And so, but for me, it's like, when people, like if my mum says, oh, what do you want for your birthday? I'm like, oh,
yeah,
just bake us a cake. You know what I mean? Like, do something.
I find that quite tricky. Like, I know quite a few people who, if you say, oh, you know, is there anything you'd like for your birthday? And they say, oh, don't bother getting me anything. It's one of those things where, like, I want to show you I love you.
Yeah, exactly.
You,
yeah.
And I want, you know, and I'm, you know, it's not that, you know, gifts are the only way of and spending money on someone is the only way of showing love and affection, but for me, I get far more out of giving gifts than I do receiving them. When someone kind of says don't buy me anything, I feel like it's almost taking away that opportunity for me to express how much I love them.
You're absolutely right, Sarah, and I take no pleasure in saying, oh, don't get me anything, you know. I'm the man who has everything. What can you possibly get me? You know, I'm not giving it that one because it's clearly not true. But I do take that. I really do. And I will do my damnedest, even if I ask for socks, you know, because
do it.
I love words of affirmation would be a big love language for me. I love to give people words of affirmation. And so if you you give someone a compliment or you just want to give them a bit of encouragement and they don't accept it, go, you don't have to say that. I'd be a bit like, wait, hang on. Let me just,
I'm trying to,
you know, and I suppose it's not too dissimilar. I know it's a bit different how they play out, but it's, I do. Yeah. I'm going to phone my mum after this and go, right, I've got it.
The thing is, but you joke, like, you know, about the socks thing.
Yeah.
But it's true, like socks are useful. And, you know, say your mum for your next birthday buys you some lovely socks. Every time you put them on, you'll be like, oh, that's the socks mum bought me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's still a nice thing. It's not about the lavish, huge gift giving. It's about, like Chris said, the thoughtfulness.
You're absolutely right there. No, I do agree completely. Would you spend a lot of money on a birthday party? Or do something like that. Would you go all out, Sarah?
So, no. Like, I definitely, like you, Marcus, my favourite thing to do if I do have a, you know, air quotes, birthday party is to be in the pub and say, just come for a drink, you know, pop in for one or stay the whole night, whatever. I prefer that. Apart from that, you know, I mentioned that 21st that I had with my sister. The one thing I would say is I'm going to be 30 next year.
Ooh. No way.
Yep, the big 3-0. And I've been thinking, I mean, it's been slightly derailed because who knows what will be allowed due to, you know, coronavirus and that kind of thing.
Yeah. But well, did you see Kylie Jenner's one?
Not.
Oh, you could get some inspiration there.
Oh, really? Yeah. Kylie and I actually have a lot in common. Very similar women.
I'll take your word for it. Anyway, carry on. I cut you off there. Sorry.
Well, but I'm kind of thinking I want to do something. I want to have some kind of big event, not an expensive, lavish event, but just because I love that thing of getting everyone together. And that is why, like, you know, I don't care if it's in a fancy restaurant or in like my local boozer. I just want all the people I love there hanging out together. And, you know, so I can see them all. Yeah. So that's what I want.
I just enjoy you referring to the pub as the boozer for some reason.
I mean, kind of like if it's not a fancy place, you know, there's the gastro pubs and then there's the boozers.
Yeah, there's the old battle cruisers, isn't there? Can I give you a couple of bits of inspiration, perhaps? Justin Bieber celebrated his 21st birthday by renting out a private Caribbean island.
Another kindred spirit, I feel. Justin and I.
You won't be able to do all of this party, as it will become quite clear. But again, perhaps some inspiration. In 1996, the Sultan of Brunei, who's got a few quid, it's fair to say, threw a two-week party to celebrate his 50th.
Oh, wow.
So if you'd invited me, I'd have only turned up for a couple of days and then I'd be off. It cost $25 million. That was in 1996, remember. The party included a military march, a polo match with Prince Charles, old Charlesy, 3,000 dinner guests, and a concert by Michael Jackson. And the concert alone cost $16 million of those $25 million.
I think I might need to get saving if I'm going to...
That's lavish,
yeah, that's that
it?
Kind of thing.
Well, compete.
This is slightly different.
Lavish
from
is the word, Chris. two weeks as well. 2 weeks in the boozer.
Yeah, maybe I could compromise with 2 weeks in the pub.
Yeah. get some annual leave. Well, Kylie Jenner, who... I didn't... How many Jenners are there, by
there
the way?
There are so this, many.
94.
This wasn't come out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
Well, Kylie threw a party for her sister Chloe, and there was to give you there was an inflatable slide. This was only the other day, I think, or the other week. There was an inflatable slide with Chloe's face at the top. There was an array of rose gold balloons. Chloe's face was sort of everywhere. If you saw the pictures, which I implore you not to do, there was a name spelled out. There was pillows with her face on. And to be honest, this was almost like hero worshiping, which I find a bit weird. There's cakes and all this sort of stuff. So I think you could do something like that, Sarah.
Oh my goodness! Sorry, I've literally just remembered. Speaking of Kylie Jenner, I think this was last year. She threw a party for one of her friends' birthdays, and the theme was The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh wow!
What's that?
So no they way. Were all like wearing the red robes, like dressed like the, you know, the slave women, and that they were like, if like, in what world is that? And they had, oh my goodness, they had Under His Eye tequila and Praise Be vodka and this kind of thing. It was absolutely crackers.
That is miserable. I've just had to be honest with you, Google The Handmaid's Tale because I'm aware of it, but like the attire you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of like you get red sort of almost like claret robes with a sort of a chicken bucket on your head and you're away. And it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on, sorry.
I was just, and like these are women who are kept as slaves for basically to act as like forced concubines. Like it's like, and like, I don't know if anyone's watched the TV adaptation. It is horrific. It is like brutal. There's torture, there's violence, there's sexual assault, there's all sorts. It is horrific. It is not the kind of thing you theme a party on.
Well, no, I think it was Noel Gallagher for his 50th had a Narcos themed party.
Oh, I get that though.
Which is like, yeah, I know I sort of get that as well. I mean, I understand like, how it could be seen as a bit bad taste and like there's a load of drug dealers and what they used to get up to. But I do think it's
a step
actually,
down from Handmaid's Tale.
I think it's a few steps down. I would get involved. And also as well, all you'd need to wear is a pair of, if you wanted to go as Pablo Escobar, a pair of sort of, you know, fairly kind of ugly white trainers, some ill-fitting jeans and a polo top, you know.
It's so kind of what I wear normally anyway.
Anybody can go along there.
And I guess as well with that, that's like a throwback, isn't it, to the 80s more than anything and that sort of stuff, as where The Handmaid's Tale is just some bleak, dystopian, nasty future. Like,
Like, yeah, exactly.
Many happy returns.
Yeah.
You know what? Like this. People seem to be absolutely obsessed with, and it's been going on for a while, is having 20s themed parties.
Yeah, I've been to one of them.
I've been to probably about four or five of them. And like, don't get me wrong, it's fun. Like, I'm not having a go at it. But like, I don't know why people love it so much.
Do they just love...
Well, they obviously like the fashion.
Yeah,
maybe.
It's an opportunity to dress up in kind of a cool, trendy era, isn't it? With all the, you know, tuxedos for men.
It's very...
You slick the hair back and the women...
It's very smart. Bowlers.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, that is
I think
true.
That's what it is. It's very smart because if you do your kind of sort of 60s and 70s, more so 70s really, it's a bit more obvious that people have done that. And that's still fine. But I think with the 20s... Because if you say, you know, black tie... Mm. Or dress smart. If you say 1920s, people go, oh, I can have... You're giving at least the perception of having a bit of creativity.
Yeah,
but you're
true.
Ultimately dressing smart.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably the reason there. Certain birthdays around the world, how people do things around the world is quite interesting. How there's various celebrations. But the most fascinating one I found personally... So in this country, I think that the kind of... what we would call the kind of coming of age sort of birthday. I think it used to be 18 and then it used to be 21 and now it's probably 30 as the extended adolescence kind of goes on and on and on.
I'm looking forward to becoming an adult.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I am when I turn 65 and get my pension or 75 by the time I get there. But I think that's fair to say. You know, people say, oh, you're a man when you're 21. But I think it's 30 nowadays. People would probably think that in this country, although maybe others might not. But in Japan, they have an annual holiday on the second Monday of January called the Coming of Age Day.
Oh.
And it's held to congratulate all those who have reached or will reach the age of maturity between the 2nd of April the previous year and the 1st of April in the current year. A bit like the tax year in this country. But talking about people who are turning 20. So the coming of age in Japan is 20 years old. Which is interesting. According to Wikipedia, the ceremonies are generally held in the morning at local city offices throughout the country. All young adults who turned or will turn 20 between 2nd of April the previous year or the 1st of April in the current year and who maintain residency in the area are invited to attend, and government officials give speeches and small presents are handed out to the to the newly recognised adults. And the importance of this day is, you know, played up by the government and the state. Although I think... it's been eroded over generations and some use it as an excuse to have a reunion. So I don't know how big the day is, but certainly was a big day back in the day. But I find that quite fascinating.
That's celebrating, quite interesting.
Marking people becoming adults when they turn 20.
Yeah, I think the only thing I find ever so slightly odd is it's kind of being like, well done, you made it.
Yeah.
It's not like... there is something to be said for like, you know... it's nothing special to turn any age because it's just like, well, congratulations, you've managed not to die.
But is that related to...
Am I being back in the harsh?
Well, I was going to say, is that back in the day when life expectancy was lower? So actually to reach a certain age would have been a big deal. I mean, I
know what you mean. I don't know is the answer, but I do think actually that idea of, well, it's just another day. Yeah, of course. But actually I think... to take time to celebrate these things, actually, that's kind of what gives you a little bit of joy in life, because everything's just another day, then that's quite a miserable sort of thing to think. I quite liked it because obviously 21 is a huge birthday here. I quite liked it when I was watching one of Billy Connolly's tours, and he was him and his crew, he was a number of years ago now, in the sort of mid-90s, I think, and he was celebrating his 53rd birthday. And he said, it's my 53rd birthday. Well, actually, to be more precise, it's actually the 32nd anniversary of my 21st birthday. I thought it was a wonderful. Yeah. I know people will often say that nowadays, but that was the first time I'd heard that kind of expression.
I like that.
Wonderful. Yeah. Of course, in Britain, and I think some of the Commonwealth nations as well, certainly in this country, you can receive a card from the Queen if you turn 100. And then, I didn't know this, if you turn 105, you can also do it. And then every birthday... after your 105th birthday,
nice.
Which obviously not many people get to.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I like that. I'm not sure. I feel like 100 is a bit much for me.
Too much.
I'll aim for 90.
Yeah.
not that fussed after that.
Well, if you're still going strong.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll let you know when I get there.
Okay.
Well, we're still doing the podcast. The podcast's like, would it be like, I don't know, 60th birthday or something.
Yeah, exactly. Well, are you familiar with something called a Names Day or Saints Day?
Is that the medieval term for it?
We don't have Names Days in this country. And it tends to be in Catholic or East European, Eastern Orthodox countries. You know, Italy, Spain, France, Poland, Russia, Czech Republic, Hungary, Greece, the list goes on. But in the more kind of sort of Anglo-Saxon sort of Protestant countries like the US, Australia, obviously Britain, it's not really a thing. But they're celebrated like birthdays. And everybody has a names day every day of the year. And often it's the certain saint whose name it is. So, you know, there'll be a Sarah day, there'll be a sort of Chris day, but there might be other names as well. But they would kind of announce it on the radio back in the day. It's like, well, a happy names day to all the Chris's out there.
Aww.
And all
that kind of stuff.
And honestly, like, it is treated with almost the same significance as the birthday. So it's like getting two birthdays a year.
You know what? I like that.
Hmm. But what if you've got
you've got your support.
If you don't have a mainstream name, you won't get it, will you? Because it's, you know, you can only have 365 or 66 of this, I guess.
Yeah, you might have more than one name on the days. I'm pretty sure that's the case. But I do know what you mean. If you're, you know, it's just as well Brooklyn Beckham is not in one of these countries.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm pretty sure he'd probably miss out, wouldn't he?
He would.
So maybe people might refer to their middle name or something. I don't know. But yeah, some people, they may well miss out. They may well miss out.
Well, that's just a sign that your parents don't love you.
Indeed it is. And we'll end with this, of course, for those who maybe aren't convinced about celebrating birthdays and whatnot. Christmas is essentially a birthday, and you like that one. So stuff that up your watch it. So there we are. Lest we forget, of course. On a more lighter note, ladies and gentlemen, we are on social media if you want to complain. At AQQA Pod is where we are on Insta and Twitter. And give us a review because we love that.
Because it's our birthday. It'd be such a nice birthday present. Give us a lovely
give
review.
That's it. That's our birthday present. Oh, you see, we found what I want.
that's all Marcus wants. Some socks and a good review.
And some hard cash in these trying times. So there we are, ladies and gentlemen. It's an absolute pleasure having you with us. Of course, tell all your friends. Give us that review. But until next time, thank you very much, Chris.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sarah.
Thank you.
Thank you, good listeners. We'll see you next week.